Does anyone know what day it is today? This is a real big clue. Palm Sunday, you're quite right. Now, do you know what we're celebrating on Palm Sunday? No? On Palm Sunday, we can remember when Jesus rode into Jerusalem 5 days before he was killed on that cross. Now, everyone, loads of people, most of the city went out onto the streets and they were all shouting and praising God and thanking God for sending Jesus. And they were waving big palm leaves around, like this. Do you want to do that for me? They were all waving palm leaves around and they were lying on the floor like that. And they were getting their jackets off. And they were lying them on the floor as well. No, lying on the floor to make like a big carpet for Jesus to ride on his donkey on. And that's just like, you know, like when the Queen or someone really important comes along, and we put a big red carpet out, don't we, so they can walk on. Shows that they're really important and that we have respect for them. And they were doing this, all the people doing this and shouting and praising God. And they were doing this because they believed that Jesus was going to be their king. They believed that Jesus was sent from God. But, just a few days later, many of the same people were shouting to crucify Jesus. They were shouting, kill him. And there was a complete turnaround in what they thought about Jesus. Now that was because there was a few people, quite a few people, that really hated Jesus. They really didn't like Jesus and they didn't believe him when he said that he was sent from God. So they went around and they wanted to tell everyone, look, don't like Jesus. No, he's not telling the truth. They're spreading rumours about him. And because they were putting so much pressure on these people, they believed them. So these people turned around and they went a completely different way. And they didn't want to, they didn't believe that Jesus was sent from God anymore. And they believed that he was lying and they wanted to kill him and get rid of him. Now, as you're growing up, and as you read your Bible, make sure you continue to. Make sure you continue to read the Bible. And see what it says for yourself. Don't listen to all the pressure around you. Don't listen to all them boys and girls and men and women that will tell you, don't like Jesus. No, he was an imposter. He wasn't really the Son of God. Because there'll be people that tell you that. But make sure you're more like the disciples. Don't turn around. Make sure you continue to believe in God and make up your own minds. And believe in God and ask him to save you and put your trust in him.